everybody in this part of the country that lived out in the country, if they went to town, they went on a Saturday. I mean, any of these little towns, I'm sure it was that way all over the rural South. There'd be so many folks you couldn't hardly walk on the sidewalk. You can't realize that. It'd be just like going down here to one of these, when they have these fair things on the street. But you just have a lot of people there on Saturday. And even on till they stay there in town till way in the night. They stay there till 10 o'clock at night.
Walk around and talk to them? Did you
just
buy things?
Walked around and talked to them. You didn't do wasn't much buying. You buy whatever the essentials were, yeah. And maybe a little extra, something like a, that's when you get your cold drink or get some piece of candy that you didn't usually get, because that's another thing. You only had these little stores out in the country, little country stores, and every once in a while you'd go over there, but you would, all that, what little spending you did took place once a week, if it took place once a week, because, of course, if the weather wouldn't permit you, you wouldn't go to town on that Saturday. No, you didn't go, you didn't say, well, we didn't go Saturday, we'll go Monday. You didn't do that. You didn't go Monday. You went on Saturday. And then you ask what they did, what they just do, just visit with people. And in our case, my uncle had a store up there, John Sawyer did, and that's where all of us went. And then all the family members would come there and sit around in that store, you know, just kind of a general store. And visit with each other. I don't know what. And of course, we just walk around, and it all took place. When we say downtown, we're talking about downtown, like here in Enterprise. And you'd walk down to another place, and then they always had, not always, but they did a lot of the time, had a movie, you know, and everybody go to the parent, the older people wouldn't, but the children would go see a Saturday Western, and I'm sure you've heard of that all your life. Because y'all used to go to the show on Saturday. But most of the time, this was a Western.
Let me ask you this. How old were you when you went to town like that? What age were you?
That was all the time from the time I was, well, I suppose, just a little fella.
So it was 1928
or 19? No, it was probably, that was here. I was born in 25, so it would probably have been from 28, yeah, up through for 10 years there. 10-year period, I imagine it'd be 10 years or more.
World War II.
Yeah, that was before. Well, really from 1928 to probably the 40. The 40 is when that 40, I would have been 15 years old. But we were still doing that then. We didn't always go on the wagon, because later on, when things got a little better, we got that car fixed or put it into use, and we'd go on that car. Started, yeah, in the first grade, at six, I guess, when it was at that rural school that we was talking about. I remember, I guess the most things you remember is working was a main thing. Seeing it was, all that was kind of structured in a way that it wasn't something that was planned out. It was just the way that it took place that you worked, you know. Because when I was little, instead of plowing a mule, which my daddy did, plowed a mule, and James was older, 5 years older than me, so by the time I was, say, five, he was 10. Well, I'm sure by then he could plow, see? So he was used to plow one of the mules, and my daddy would plow the other mule.
What would you do?
And then I would be like, if we were planting corn or peanuts or whatever he was planting, cotton, my job was to, see, you had to have fertilizer when you planted it, and then put it out by a planter like thing. It went down the rows. And my job was to have the seed regular to school, not that I'm saying we take off a week or anything like that. We take off 2 or 3 days maybe in the springtime and then in the fall. But the other rest of that work was done in the summertime.
The sunrise.
And just sunrise is what got you up, or before sunrise. Mm-hmm. Then you'd go, of course, you'd eat breakfast, but you had to build, Mama had to build a fire and a stove, because you had a wooden stove and you always cooked on the stove. Of course, you didn't, and you didn't have any electricity. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any running water. In fact, you didn't have electricity till I was 11 years old.
1936
when the REA, if you're interested in knowing that, rural electrification thing started real little, and you just sort of grew into that, and you knew that that's what you were supposed to do. And I don't remember them saying to me, now you got to go do that, or keep on telling me you got to go do it. So you just knew that that's what you're supposed to do. And they didn't have to say, go get the wood now, or go water the mules, or whatever. That was just, you just knew that when that time of day came, that was what you're supposed to do. And didn't nobody have to keep reminding you of it. That was part of life. It wasn't a matter of survival. It just, that was your place in life, was to do that, whether you liked it or, I don't know, I don't particularly, it's naturally, that's anything. It's some things you don't like to do as an adult. But I think whatever that was instilled in you, that you knew back then, you had to do that. That had to be done. Somebody was going to do it. And your daddy didn't have time to do it because he was doing a lot of other things that had to be done.
I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the time I trusted in His word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. But I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've dreamed many dreams that never came true. I've seen them vanish at dawn. But enough of my dreams have come true to make me keep dreaming on. I prayed many a prayer, seemed no answer would come. Though I'd waited so patient and long, but enough of answers have come to my prayers to make me keep praying on. I've sown many a seed that's fell by the wayside for the birds to feed upon. But I've held enough golden sheaves in my hands to make me keep sowing on. I've trusted many a friend that's left me and left me to weep alone. But enough of my friends have been true blue to make me keep trusting on. I've drained the cup of disappointment and pain, gone many a day without a song. Oh, but I've sipped enough nectar from the roses of life to make me want to live on.